Revelation chapter 16. Then I heard a great voice speaking from the temple to the seven angels. Go and pour out the seven bowls of God's wrath upon the earth. We've just learned in chapter 15 that these are the seven last plagues. This is at the very, very end of time. This is just the last destruction of the wicked people, so that finally the kingdom of God will be established. And the only people who will be left alive are those who, as we've just read in chapter 15, will stand in awe of God and will not refuse to declare his greatness and will recognize that he alone is God. So the first angel went and poured out his bowl on the earth. And I've said that the earth could refer to the land promised to Abraham from the Mediterranean up to the river Euphrates. Awful sores appeared on those who had the mark of the beast and on those who worshipped the image of the beast. So I've said that the mark or the seal of the beast is put in their foreheads, we read that, and it especially refers to a mentality, an attitude of mind. And by contrast, the true believers don't have that mark, they refuse to accept it, but they have the mark of Jesus upon their minds, on their foreheads. The second angel then poured out his bowl upon the sea, and the water became like the blood of a dead person, and every living creature in the sea died. The third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and the springs of water, and they turned into blood. Well, this is very similar, isn't it, to the judgments upon Egypt, the plagues on Egypt, their water being turned to blood. And why that happened was so that the Egyptians might repent, and so that the people of God could be led free. And that's what's going to happen now. In the very last days, the people of God will be in tribulation, just as the Israelites were in tribulation in Egypt. And yet it is God's desire not to destroy the Egyptians or the world just for the sake of it, but that they might repent. And I heard the angel who was over the waters say, "True and just are your judgments, O Holy One, you who are and who was and will be. They poured out the blood of God's people and of the prophets, and so you've now given them blood to drink. This is their just desert." Then I heard a voice from the altar saying, "O Lord God Almighty, true and right indeed are your judgments." So nobody will be saying, "Oh, that's not fair, that's not right." Finally, everybody will accept the justice of God. Then the fourth angel poured out his bowl upon the sun, and it was allowed to burn men with furious heat. They were burned by that fierce heat, and they cursed the name of God, who had authority over those plagues, but they would not repent from their sins, nor praise his greatness. Well, as I say, the introduction to this is in chapter 15, where all nations that are left after the plagues are poured out, they all accept God's greatness and have repented. Well, those who don't repent, as we've been saying, will all be destroyed. And so you'll have a position where on the earth there will only be those who have either repented or, well, they would have been destroyed. Then the fifth angel poured out his bowl upon the throne of the beast. Darkness fell over the kingdom of the beast, and people bit and gnawed on their tongues because of their pain, cursing the God of heaven for their pain and for their sores, and they did not repent. So again, darkness coming upon the kingdom of the beast, this is like the plague of darkness upon Pharaoh and upon the Egyptians. And again, it was intended that they should repent, but these people didn't. And so they were destroyed, just like it happened in Egypt. And the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates. Now that is, as I've been saying, the boundary of the earth or the land promised to Abraham, which is the particular focus of Bible prophecy in the book of Revelation. The river dried up to provide a way for the kings of the east. Then I saw three unclean spirits like frogs who came out of the mouth of the dragon, beast, and false prophet. They're the spirits of demons that perform false miracles. These spirits go out to all the kings of the world to gather them together to the battle of the day of Almighty God. Listen, I come like a thief. That is, he will come to those who are not ready like a thief, because we are to be awake. And so he goes on, blessed is he who remains awake and keeps his clothing, so that he will not walk naked, and they will see his shame. So that's why, although we don't know when Jesus is going to come back, we are to live as if his coming is going to be today. That is part of the Christian life. Even if you live all your life and Jesus doesn't come back and you die an old person, that's fine. But we are still to live as if we are ready for his return at any moment. Then those spirits brought the various kings together into the place which is called in the Hebrew language Armageddon. The seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air. A loud voice came from the throne in the temple saying, "It is done." Lightning flashed, there were peals of thunder and a huge earthquake. There would never have been such an earthquake since man was upon the earth. The great city was split into three parts. The cities of all the nations fell. And God remembered great Babylon and made her drink the wine from his cup, the wine of his wrath. Now you see how taking a cup of wine from the Lord is a double symbol. It's the cup of blessing which we bless, but it's also the cup of condemnation. And that is why we are told to examine ourselves, because every time we break bread and in our lives generally, we are moving towards either eternal life or eternal death. And that's why you've got to examine yourself. Which path am I on? Because you can't be moving on two paths that are going to two totally different destinations. Then all the islands disappeared, the mountains vanished, and huge hailstones, each weighing up to 50 kilograms, fell from the sky upon people who cursed God because of the hail. Well, again, hail is again one of the plagues that came upon Egypt. And again, you see that this was intended to elicit their repentance. And yet it did with some, because some of the Egyptians left Egypt with the Israelites and went with them, and yet many others didn't repent and were destroyed. And so all that was looking forward to what's going to happen in the last days. And so it all builds up to a huge logic that now is the time of salvation. Now is the day when we should repent, not in that day, but now, and to be on God's side, because you can only be on either his side or the side of the world.